ABC News.
Clive Hunton with the top stories. Locals have been gathering to extend their condolences after the death of a man killed by a shark off Western Australia's south coast. The 35-year-old man was spearfishing with his family at Michaelmas Island near Albany. He was taken by boat to a nearby marina but couldn't be saved. Victoria Police have charged a teenage boy with an alleged attempted carjacking in Melbourne's west. Investigators allege a 44-year-old woman was unloading washing at a shopping centre in Delahaye when a 16-year-old boy threatened her with a blade, demanding her car keys and other belongings. Police say the teen unsuccessfully tried to start the vehicle before two bystanders intervened, causing him to flee the scene before he was arrested nearby. The federal government says a new disaster recovery funding scheme will fast-track access to necessary funds. Under the proposal, all state and territory governments would split natural disaster recovery costs 50-50 with the Commonwealth. Queensland currently receives an average of 65% of disaster relief funding from the federal government. And Iran is accusing Washington of discrimination for refusing to issue visas to some members of its national football team's backroom staff ahead of the World Cup. Only yesterday, just 10 days before their first match in Los Angeles, Washington confirmed the team would be allowed to enter the US. ABC News.